Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Oh, who did I put up here, Lucy? I think it was Linda Walford at sbcglobal.net. I'm trying to get my report.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Linda Walford, WALFORD, at sbcglobal.net.
Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name of the account?
Linda Walford, WAFFORD.
Thank you. I've located your account, carhistory.online. How can I assist you?
Okay. When I applied for this, it said $1. Is that not true?
It's $1 deposit for our $18.95 discount package, which gives you 19 reports.
Oh, okay, because it didn't come out. The reports, I called my bank. I say, now, they charged me $1 yesterday, and they charged me $18.95 when it said $1. It didn't tell me nothing about no $18.95. It said $1. So I'm wondering, the bank said, well, call them and see. I said, well, I filled out the paperwork, and it said $1. It didn't say nothing about $18.95. It's not the problem of paying, but you didn't say it was $18.95. You said it was $1.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize about any misunderstanding that you may have encountered with the company. I can go ahead and cancel that monthly subscription for you, and that will prevent any future charges, and that's effective immediately. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yes, ma'am. Because it didn't say that on the internet. It didn't say future, you know, payments. And he said, well,
yes, ma'am, it's a month.
Go ahead.
You said he'll send you.
He said, well, I'll send you the paperwork again. This man's name is Andy Wright. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Vehicle. Yeah, and he said, well, give me the VIN number again. I said, I gave you the VIN number, but I didn't get the 18 pages or whatever he's saying. It did not come through. But see, the $1 came through yesterday, but the $18 came through first. I said, okay, where's the report for the $18?
It gives you 19 reports where you can look up people, property, cars, and things of that nature. It's just not necessarily, car information. So they give you 19 reports.
Oh, I need the car information. I don't need all that. I just want to know that one particular car, if it had damages and the mileage and all that. That's all I was looking for. But
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, cancel that 18, so they won't take that. It's already been taken off my card.
Yes, ma'am. Well, cancellation prevents any future charges on that monthly subscription. How could I assist you regarding the $18.95 charge? How could I assist you regarding the $18.95 charge?
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
How can I assist you regarding I canceled your monthly subscription, which prevents any future charges on that account. So how could I assist you regarding the $18.95 charge on your account?
Put it back on my card because I didn't know they.
I can go ahead and issue a refund, and it does take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your account, and I do have a refund confirmation number for you. Let me know when you're ready to write that number down.
Okay, I got it. I'm ready.
That refund confirmation number is 150-4458.
4458. Okay,
was there anything else I could assist you with?
No.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.